Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and today I'm going to talk about one of our biggest passions on the Art of Construction. You, the warriors that we call, the blue-collar warriors that really make Art of Construction happen, right? Connecting the field to the office. And we've been going down on these vans where we've done a lot of deep dive series with John Stanbar, our logistics director that's leading the Warrior series. But today I want to go out and talk with another leader of the Warriors. And from my perspective, how can we get more blue collar leaders in construction, lead carpenters, making this sexy, all the stuff we're always talking about on the podcast. So today we're going to learn about John Seaman's entrepreneurial journey to inspire the next generation of blue-collar millionaires and what he's doing over there at JC Property Professionals. So he's out of North Carolina and has a great team and a great platform. And what the main message is that he's going to give examples of how he and his team at JC Property Professionals are doing this and how the blue-collar industry, how we can help the next generation of lifelong learners. So without further ado, let's get in and hear John's story. Have as much fun as possible and learn a little bit along the way. Lock and load, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Man, I drink Gatorade, about six of them a day. So that's 90% of what I drink.
All right. Tell us, what about is the favorite place that you've traveled, John?
I'd say my number one favorite place that I've traveled to is Las Vegas, just because of the energy there. It's a lot going on. The lights are amazing. A lot of business opportunities in itself out there.
Awesome, man. Give us one story from Vegas.
Well, before I started my business, we used to do a lot of work out there in Vegas. We worked specifically at the MGM a lot, completely renovating it. They renovated every couple of years. So just being out there with a show every single night, the energy from all the folks, the contractors, guests, even MGM itself has an amazing team to work with every day. So that was a great experience.
Cool, man. Mixing fun with pleasure and work and all the stuff together all around. Cool stuff. What is your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos we're going to talk about today that we passionately call the art of construction?
I've raced something my entire life, whether it be dirt bikes, four-wheelers, foot racing, mountain bikes, side-by-sides, cars. Racing, going fast, adrenaline, any of that. I love every bit of that, man. I still race to this day, so.
Awesome. Well, it's an honor to have you here, Mr. John Seaman. What is your story that led you to becoming the president at JC Property Professionals?
Pretty long story, man. I don't know how involved you want to get in it. I had a lot of jobs growing up. I wanted to do a lot of different things. Worked alongside with my dad as a young kid who started building homes at a young age to myself. You know, we worked together for a long time, but I also had other gigs where I wanted to learn other stuff, went off to college, worked in sales on and off, got a job traveling with a motorcycle team as a motorcycle mechanic. I then transitioned into a different job where I was traveling as a project manager doing illumination control. That's where I worked, in Vegas a lot. We worked in high-end hotels, usually doing energy management, illumination control. Went as far as I could in that business and decided it was time to start my own thing, man. And came home here to North Carolina and started. At that time, it was just JC Construction.
All right. Well, lots to unpack. So you always chasing your adrenaline and the bikes and grew up in the industry. So what drove you to expand your company to include development after the construction portion of things?
Yeah, man. Great question. So we started out just doing construction. We started small, like most folks do, just doing side and roofs, decks, additions. That grew into doing full homes. I went and got my general contractor's license. We started doing a couple track home developments just as a contractor, not the developer. And then that grew into starting other businesses that were all under the enterprise. I met some folks who were really, really great at what they did, but maybe weren't great at running a business. And so partnered up with some of those folks and we started a tree service. We started a grading and demolition business. kind of put that all under the umbrella of JC Property Professionals. And then over the last couple of years, we've just utilized all those resources to start doing our own development. So we now, you know, develop land, whether it be a couple homes, 30 homes, multifamily stuff. We've, you know, done some trailer parks, tiny home developments. We really love doing that because we love coming in and grabbing a piece of property that's just raw land. And we love the entire process of developing it out, you know, and all the way up to selling the property.
Cool. I love it how you said, you know, you just had to get started, right? And then you, you know, building your tribe and within the Art of Construction tribe. I'm curious, as you got to have some good processes to be able to add if you're doing trees and developments and all these different things. I'm curious, when it comes to the process for giving your client their dream home, what does the process look like for you?
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's probably pretty similar to a lot of folks that do a lot of custom homes. We start obviously just with a conversation with the customer, kind of get a feel for what their style is and what they're looking for and what their budget is. And a lot of times meet on the property to kind of see what the property, living here in North Carolina, the property will really dictate what kind of home you can have on that property and what a budget is going to be to get a dream home on that property. And then we just start with a build sheet, which would specify what materials the customer desires in the home. And work through that process till we get a budget finalized. And then as we continue the build out, you know, a lot of times those things change and we always just, you know, fall back to that build sheet, to make any changes to that, to either the materials or the budget.
Well, I can definitely tell you're a serial entrepreneur like myself, as we are getting to know each other. I'm curious, you know, how did you learn to be an entrepreneur early in your career as you were getting the different things going?
That's a great question, man. How did I learn to be an entrepreneur? Man, I don't know if I learned it, to be honest with you. I think it happened by accident. You know,
which is kind of like, well, that's why we asked the question, because a lot of people ask me, like, Devin, how do you do so many different things and keep it all together? And it's like, well, that's just kind of who I am, right? And it's
right. Yeah. Yeah.
But you do have to learn who you are, right? And you mentioned that kind of at the beginning, yeah. Like bringing people into your portfolio that want to be really good at trees or development so that you can help them all better and work together. And that's really what I see on your platform as we're doing our due diligence.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, you know, that's that, you know, speaking towards learning who you are, right? That's something that I think a lot of folks really take for granted. They don't take it as important as that should be. And that's always evolving, right? You're not the same person from 20 to 25 to 30 years old to 50 years old, right? You have different values. You become a different person because of life, right? So I feel like you always need to be self-analyzing and see really what's important to you today, what's going to be important to you 5 years from now. And you know, what's always been important to me, man, is helping other folks out. And so when I met, you know, just like you said, when I met those other guys and bringing them under my wing and into the platform, that was really more for them than it was for me. I mean, you know, I always want, you know, to have a lot going on. I'm very energetic. I move very fast paced. And, you know, I like to keep my hands in a lot of things because it kind of helps keep me moving and everything. But you know, when I recognize that someone has an amazing talent, I always want to partner up with them, because I love to see people who have tons of talent do what they do every day. A lot of running a business in itself is a completely different skill set than the actual skill set needed, when you got boots on ground. And, man, it's really hard for a lot of folks to possess both skills, you know? So me understanding business, I love to partner with folks who are really, really good at what they do and, help them run a business together, you know? So
yeah,
that's kind of why it just snowballed.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've had a lot of success with, you know, other entrepreneurs or blue collar workers. I'm curious, you know, a lot of stuff in the news is there's not enough, right? So why aren't there more blue collar entrepreneurs in construction from your point of view?
Yeah, man, that's a long rabbit hole that we can go down, but I think the 30,000 foot view of that is, you know, speaking from experience, not from an outsider looking in, speaking from experience, when I was young coming through, and I'm 31, So when I was younger, coming through middle school and high school, you know, early on as eighth grade, I was forced into making a decision of which college I wanted to go to. I wasn't even asked, you know, do you want to go to college? Do you want to work with your hands? Do you want to work in the trades? I was really pushed into, hey, today's the day you got to make a decision. Do you want to go to a community college or do you want to go to a university? And I think that's pushed very, very heavily on kids at a very young age. They don't even know what they want to do yet in life. Right. And, you know, the blue collar industry is kind of looked down on, through media, you know, and through books and, through school, through teachers. And, you know, so I feel like it's, you know, a lot of younger dudes who are kinesthetic, who love to work with their hands. They're not going to speak up and say, hey, I don't want to go to college. You know, I want to work with my hands. I think they're a little bit shy too, because it's not something that's extremely admirable, you know, as like, I want to go be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer or, you know, whatever, you know, IT is a huge thing nowadays. You can do all that and you know, make decent money and you can go and work with your hands and make just as good or even better money, you know? And I think that's where the problem stems is early on when kids are young, it's not even an option, you know, that's really shown to them.
Yeah. You know, you got to really look at the root cause. Right. And I think, you know, I hear, you know, my stepfather that raised me as we're pushing things forward. I grew up and loving what he did in supply channel and following that where, you know, going to college and coming back to it. But I think you and I are very similar to where our mentors were very successful and enjoyed that. And we're like, well, I like that too. Right. But we have to bridge that gap of where the future of construction is going, and working with our hands can be hard. Maybe you hurt your hand and you have to figure out how to put that together. So I'm curious, being in development, what are your thoughts on the current real estate market that today is kind of a cyclical ups and downs and all arounds?
Yeah. Very, very, very unstable it seems, you know, but I think, you know, moving forward, we're going to see a little bit of a lull. You know, there's no one knows all the answers, right? So we can just speculate. But I think we'll see a little bit of lull. I think things will slow down just a little bit. But I think if you're innovative, if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to pivot, if you're willing to change your business a little bit, that it's not going to be so bad of a lull that you're not going to be able to make it through it. You know, you may just have to work a little bit harder. I think it's really important moving into times like this to have a really good mentor, to know that you got some good sales skills, to know that you have a good reputation with your business. You know, there's a lot of really important things that we can go into on when you're going into a lull, what I think are really important things that you need to have prepared, you know, before we go into that.
Sure. And we want to make this a global and timeless fireside chat that we're really hitting these key things. And I just like to take a moment and say, you know, when people think it's good, it's going to be good forever. And when it's bad, it's going to be bad forever. And the reality is it's neither of those, right? So you have to be able to, as an entrepreneur, you have to make sure you're hedging your bet. But when you're hedging your bets, you got to make sure that you have the right team and scaling that accordingly. How do you hire and grow your team? And what do you look for in new employees?
What we look for in new employees is folks who are super motivated for growth, super motivated to grow with a business. We look for folks who want more than what they have right now. That's something that's very important to us. I mean, you can be the absolute best at what you're doing, but if you don't want to grow, if you don't want to help us scale, if you're not looking for a different position in the future, then as we grow, sometimes that will kind of hold us back. So we look for very motivated people. How we hire, we don't have that figured out. I mean, that's not something that, we have a perfect system for. We have nets everywhere, right? We use every outlet and every source we possibly can. But the number one most important thing to us is to have an amazing culture here at JC Property Professionals and to display that, you know, to display, look, we want to work with you. We want you to work with us. How can we help you help us? You know, it's very family oriented here. And I think that having a great culture really attracts some great people. Obviously money and benefits and stuff like that help, but you know, there's no amount of money and no amount of a benefits package that will keep an employee at a terrible business, if that makes sense.
All right. So this next question is one of my mantras is always be marketing, but be running it from a sales-driven cultural marketing experience. And the Art of Construction blossomed out of my window and door company here in Colorado of that mantra. But one of the things that I always struggle with, and I love when I get to talk with other construction companies, is there's so much stuff to be doing with marketing. How do you handle marketing as a small construction business?
Great question, man. You know, it's just like hiring to us. I think of marketing as an octopus, right? Marketing is a large head that's got a bunch of tentacles that come out and go in different areas. Our number one marketing technique is always guerrilla marketing. You know, I came from a telemarketing background and loved to hustle. So, dude, I don't mind door knocking. I don't mind putting out flyers. I don't mind putting out yard signs. I don't mind putting out door hangers, shaking hands, handing out business cards. I love that stuff. And I think no matter what you do, that's the number one sales technique and marketing technique. You got to shake someone's hand. You got to introduce yourself. You got to tell them your story. You got to show them how you can help them. Of course, we use every other outlet you can think of, social media. You know, we have some lead generation services. But I think that if you shake people's hands, you do what you say you're going to do, and you exceed customers' expectations, that's all you have to do to market nowadays and be successful and get leads coming in. You know, I think that a lot of people look for other avenues, and I think that they think it's extremely difficult, and there has to be this very difficult analytical system to get leads coming in. But man, I always go back to guerrilla marketing, man. Shake someone's hand, go introduce yourself to them, tell them what you do, try to figure out how you guys can help each other, and business will happen, man.
I love that, man. There's nothing that replaces the handshake. There's a lot of things that can augment that, but nothing replaces it, yeah. Right? And 100%. So you've been talking a lot about like your entrepreneurial journey, but you know, you're a true leader, right? And you want to be a leader. I'm curious from your point of view, how can we turn more of the blue collar warriors into leaders in the construction, which I can tell is a passion project for you and a passion project for me. And what kind of, I think, is the guiding light that brought us together here today?
Yeah, absolutely, man. For sure. It's something I'm extremely passionate about is getting some of these folks that have been working in the trades, you know, a long time, pushing them up through, you know, an organizational chart or whatever you may call it, to be at the top, to help, you know, help folks that are coming into the trades, show them the way, show them the skills. You know, we here try to push folks through that organizational chart. We have skills assessment forms. We have leadership assessment forms, which, you know, my employees can check off as they come through, as they're moving through the business, as we teach them new things. We do a lot of stuff in-house to teach skills, to teach leadership, to teach management. But I also send these guys to, you know, out to get licenses, to learn special trades and stuff like that. I think that there's nothing more important than education and putting that stuff to work. So, you know, pushing these guys up through that chart, showing them how to gain more skills, showing them how to gain leadership skills, showing them how to gain management skills, and obviously skills in the industry. And letting those guys make a decision for themselves, you know, if they want to come up through, I just give them the opportunity and give them all the tools to do so.
Good on you for that, man. Always be learning. That's one of our core values here at the Art of Construction. What would you say to the current generation of youth as they think about what direction they should head in their careers?
I think very quickly, you know, I really just want to bring a light to, man, you know, young guys and girls, you have a decision to go whichever direction you want to go. You can choose a community college, you can choose a university college, or you can choose to go out and work in the trades, work with your hands. And there is a possibility that no matter which route you take, you can be just as successful across the board. You can live just an admirable life equivalent across the board, no matter which route you take. It's all about what you want to do. Try to figure out at an early age what you may want to do, but don't feel like whatever you decide now is set in stone. I know a lot of folks who have went one route or the other and, you know, feel like they've invested in that. So at 25 when they decide, hey, this isn't really what I want to do. They never make the move to go a different route because they've invested a couple of years in, like I said, which direction they decided when they were in, you know, eighth grade.
Yeah, 100%. Well, what platforms, how do people get in touch with you as we get ready to close this thing out? What's John got that the Art of Construction Tribe can check out and learn more about over at JCP?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You can find me on all social media platforms at Official John Seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N is how you spell my last name. But more importantly, man, we want to work just as hard as you guys with your podcast. We just launched our podcast. It's called Grinding for Greatness. You can find it everywhere that you listen to podcasts right now. We're going to have a lot of similar conversations that you guys are having, man, but and really just trying to push what opportunities there are in the blue collar industry, but also speaking to some other folks like athletes and artists and, other talented folks that have grinded really hard in their life to get to some point of success and share some of their stories with some other folks, and just show, every opportunity that there is out there.
Well, good on you for doing that. We're here. We're big fans. We'll be supporting you, put information on the show notes. Questions we always ask, what is your crystal ball, John, for the future with technology and construction?
I don't know if I understand exactly what you mean by that. If I can see where the technology is going in that. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that's already in the works in construction, whether it be, development, the home building, literally just excavation and stuff. For example, Boxable is producing homes like Amazon now. I mean, they're just producing homes, like an assembly line, like it's a vehicle, producing those out, shipping them out. You can get a foundation set and set that thing up in a couple hours. Not to plug those guys in particular, but I think that that's one very good example of how technology is moving into construction. We own a grade and demolition business. There's a lot of new equipment now that you literally don't even have to have an operator in. There's a machine now that someone from Japan can be running in America through remote devices. So as you're working in construction, I think that it is very good to be mindful of new technology. Don't be stuck in your old ways because things are changing very, very quickly nowadays. And you really need to be, up to date with a lot of that stuff to continue to be productive.
Well said, man. And what is the one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about as they go out there to crush it and grow their business?
I think it kind of goes back to, what the market's going to do moving forward. I think that, you want to keep crushing your business. I think that you need to focus on two very important things. Number one, running a super solid business with good lead flow. And having really good folks in house with you that, are willing to go through maybe a little bit slower time with you and be innovative and willing to pivot in your business. I think those two things are very, very important moving forward. Just be ready to hustle a little bit more,
I love it, man. So many tried and true things that we discussed today. Thank you, John, for coming in and sharing your story.
Man, I really appreciate you guys having me on. It's an absolute honor. I've listened to the podcast for a long, long time. Hope to, get back with you guys in the future and talk about some more stuff.
For sure. So does everyone want to go to college? No. Does everyone want to be successful? Maybe. But if you get pushed too early the wrong way, you can just flounder. And I commend John when he's talking about how the blue collar warriors, and we have the whole warrior series and have a bunch of traction, and I commend him for what he's doing around all that, is can be looked down upon. But anything can be looked down upon. We just released why you shouldn't be an attorney was basically my challenge, because they just become these money pimps. But not if you look at it to say you're actually helping people and helping yourself to live a better life. And so the big takeaway I want in Art of Construction, we can't say it enough, is that you have to, as a leader, we all got to be leaders, and we have to be investing in the next leaders of the Art of Construction. And my big takeaway for him is he's all about investing in tools to become a leader and invest in education Because otherwise, we're all going to get stuck, right? And that's why we're launching the AOC Master Facilitators Group, is because we can all get stuck at times. We all have to help each other to break through the ceiling, and as we always talk about, to have as much fun as possible. And I'll leave you with this. There's one word that he said, that if you want to be successful in construction because it's messy, you better be a hustler. Crush it out there, tribe. Have as much fun as possible.